This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the crocuses, then IMF and World Bank kicks off their annual spring meetings today in Washington. Finance ministers from about 200 countries are gathering. Now, the official agenda is jam-packed, but one can't help but notice there is not a panel or a speech about Ukraine. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The IMF has offered billions of dollars to Ukraine, but there are conditions. For one thing, Ukraine's got to do more to curb corruption.
I think it's going to be talked about behind closed doors.
Barry Eichengreen is an economics professor at UC Berkeley. He's on a panel this weekend about emerging economies, by the way. Eichengreen says the meetings give finance ministers and economists a chance to catch up, to raise concerns.
And very, very occasionally make decisions.
The IMF has really not been very successful in the Ukraine.
Ken Rogoff used to be the IMF's chief economist. He says he expects Ukraine will be on the agenda at the IMF's next big meeting in the fall.
I think at the moment, the geopolitics overrides what the finance ministers and the central bankers think.
That may be the case, but Rogoff says they'll have plenty of opportunities to tell each other what they think at smaller gatherings that'll take place on the sidelines that are not on the official agenda. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.